7. The Supreme Being. Let's go back to the earlier parts of this foreword and take up the story of deity again. We want to talk about deity from a little different angle. If we consider deity from the standpoint of eternity, especially past eternity, we can see some new relationships. From this standpoint, we can see that all of deity has not existed from eternity. Deity divides into two groupings. First of all, there is deity that has existed from eternity, and then there is deity that has not existed from eternity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit have existed from eternity. That is why we call them existential. They have always been. But this is not true of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute. These three deities are becoming. They are coming into being. They are actualizing, growing, and expanding. They did not exist back in the days when there was only the central universe, back before the 7 superuniverses were started. They are coming into being since these distant days. We speak of modern times as the post-Havona epochs. By this, we mean the time since the beginning of the 7 superuniverses, the time since Havona is no longer alone, the only creation. It is in these post-Havona epochs that God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute are making their appearance. They are appearing on different levels as the Master Universe grows and expands. They are appearing in time and space, and they are also appearing in other ways. For example, the Supreme is appearing as a time-space growth, but the Ultimate is above time and space. The Ultimate transcends time and space. These three now appearing or growing deities are not past eternals. They have not always been, but they are future eternals. They always will be. They are coming into being through cooperation with the original three paradise deities, Father, Son, and Spirit. They grow as they become powerful in the universes. They become powerful by putting together all of the creative work that is going on in the growing universes. In so doing, they gain experience. And this is why we call God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute, experiential deities. So we come to the understanding that, from this standpoint, there are two kinds of deities. One, existential. These are beings of eternal existence. They are from the eternal past. They exist in the eternal future. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are existential. Two, experiential. These are beings who were not from the eternal past. They are coming into existence in the post-Havona present. They will continue to exist through all future eternity. They are not past eternal, they are future eternal. God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute are experiential deities. The Father, Son, and Spirit are existential. So far as their actual being is concerned, they are truly existential. Presumably, if they could express themselves in some new way, then they too could experience. The Supreme and the Ultimate are wholly experiential. But when we come to God the Absolute, we have to be careful. God the Absolute and the Deity Absolute are terms expressing different aspects of the same reality. The Deity Absolute is that part of infinity that the I Am moved into. But in this sense, the Deity Absolute is pure potential, an emptiness which can be filled by the acts of deity. As such a pure potential, the Deity Absolute is from past eternity, is existential. But when we use the term God the Absolute, we mean to indicate that this pure potential, this original emptiness, has become filled up by experience. In this sense, God the Absolute is also experiential. Basically, all deity is eternal, but only the Father, Son, and Spirit are completely eternal. All other deity personalities have an origin, but they are eternal in destiny. Way back in eternity, the Father expressed himself in the Son and in the Spirit, but the Father did not stop there. He has ever since been expressing himself in new ways. He has been expressing himself by personalizing certain levels of deity that were not originally personal. He has been expressing himself on the finite, the absonite, and the absolute levels of experience. He is thus expressing himself as God the Supreme, and as God the Ultimate, and as God the Absolute. These three experiential deities are not now fully in existence. They are in process of coming into being. They are growing. God the Supreme. There is a presence of the Supreme in the central universe of Havona. This presence is a reflection of the three paradise deities, Father, Son, and Spirit. The paradise deities and the Supreme are at work out in time and space, out in the seven superuniverses. They are working as God the Sevenfold out in time and space. We will talk about God the Sevenfold in the next section. At any rate, this work that they are doing out in time and space is building up the power of the Supreme Being. When we think of this growing power of the Supreme, we use a special word, Almighty. When we think of the Supreme working as a powerful deity in the grand universe, we speak of him as the Almighty Supreme. So we have the three deities on Paradise producing the spirit person of God the Supreme in Havona, and building up his power as the Almighty Supreme in the grand universe. These two phases of growth, spirit person and powerful Almighty, are flowing together. They are uniting as one Lord, as a Supreme Being. This whole process is a continuation of the Father's escape from the limitations of being infinite and absolute. First of all, he escaped from infinity. Next, through the Son and the Spirit, he escaped from the limitations of being total deity. Now, in the Supreme Being, the Father is escaping from eternity. Now, in the Supreme Being, the Father can realize what it is like to be deity and still work in time and space, to know what it is like to grow and to experience. The Supreme Being has not created anyone directly, with one exception. He did create Majestan, the Paradise Chief of Reflectivity. He does work as a coordinator of everything that is going on in the grand universe. He ties together all of the activities of creators and of creatures in the grand universe. There are the three deities on Paradise. There are also numerous subordinate creators working out in time and space. The Supreme Being coordinates the work of all of them. When the Supreme Being has finished his growth, his basic nature will combine the finite and the infinite. His nature will unite the kind of power that is earned by experience with the kind of spirit personality that comes from Paradise Deity. The Supreme Being is doing something more than just growing. He also is acting as a director of what is going on in time and space as it applies to finite beings. What is he directing towards? Well, it is a sort of mobilization. He is encouraging the union of time-space experience with spirit personality. He is trying to bring about more and more of this sort of putting together of power and personality. He is trying to foster the union of experiential power with spirit personality. Why is he doing this? He is trying to break through the barrier that separates the finite level of creation from the absinthe level of creation. He's trying to build a bridge over which finite creatures can someday cross to the absinthe level. He is trying to help finite creatures become more than finite creatures. He is trying to help them become super creatures.